is a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week.
He's got a man open.
On K98.7.
House call.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickey Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.
Touchdown!
This is high school football on K98.7.
From Northridge Viking Stadium, it's the high school football game of the week as the Northridge Vikings entertain the Johnstown Johnnies exclusively here on K98.7. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wando. Welcome to another what should be exciting game here at Northridge Viking Stadium. It's going to be filled to capacity with these arch-rival ball clubs. And, Garrett, I got to be honest, I can't wait. Let's go.
Yeah, this should be a fun one for sure. Of course, Northridge, brand-new stadium. It's awesome, right? Great press box, very nice facility here. And they're undefeated in their new stadium here as well, so they're hoping to keep that up here tonight, but it's not going to come easy against the Johnstown Giants, who come in this one at 5-1, the only loss coming against Granville. And I really feel like, you know, both these teams, they like run the football a lot, right? And it's a rivalry game. It's going to get nasty. And this one's really going to be won and lost in the trenches. And whatever, you know, which one of these teams I feel like kind of dominates time possession is going to dominate the game.
Both teams come in unbeaten after one contest in the LCL Cardinal. Johnstown overall 5-1, Northridge 4-2. And last week the Johnnies beat up on Heath 42-13, and Northridge did the same at Newark Catholic 42-20. So a lot up for grabs with the lead matchup tonight, as well as looking at the playoff position. Right now, both teams are in, but a loss tonight could really derail their hopes moving forward. Johnstown, 13th in Division 5, Region 18. Northridge, one spot behind at 14th. So what more could you ask for a rival matchup without these two teams getting together on this beautiful Friday night here in Licking County? When we come back here on our pregame show, we'll hear from both head coaches, that being Northridge coach Dustin Calhoun, and we'll start with Johnstown head coach Mike Carter. That's next as you're listening to the high school football game of the week on K98.7.
If you had to pick your favorite season, it's probably fall, right? Sparkling bright days and just the right amount of cool at night. Many days you're running your heating and your AC. Is your system ready? Don't guess. Know for certain. Call the experts at Chandler Heating and Cooling in Thornville. Residential and light commercial. They've been serving Newark, Heath, and most of Licking County for 2 decades. Online at ChandlerHeatingCooling.com. That's ChandlerHeatingCooling.com.
Hey, this is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. We don't pay commission. And what that means is our technicians have the time and they have the dedication to read the repair manuals. This is so important. It's not exciting reading, and it takes a while. But because we're not paying someone to cut corners, we'll make sure that it's done right. That technician is going to read the repair manual, and they're going to perform that repair according to the manufacturer's specifications. KSEP's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
This is the high school football game of the week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on K98.7.
Well, Coach, we have the big rival matchup with Northridge coming up. Both teams playing extremely well so far this season, but let's focus on you guys for a second. Really good game against Heath to start LCL Cardinal play, controlling the line of scrimmage, running the football. Overall, your thoughts of how the Johnnies did against the Bulldogs last week?
We are real proud of the kids. They really worked hard in practice, and then they went out and executed, and was able to put together 4 quarters of good football.
We always talk about how teams respond to adversity, and you had a tough one against Granville, but it didn't seem to derail what you and your seniors and the whole program wanted to accomplish this year, and it seems like they were able to get right back on the horse the last 2 weeks and have done what they needed to do to get victories. Is that how you see it?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, we regrouped and we talked to the young men about making sure that we work on the things that we need to work on and complement the things that we're doing well. And just overall try to get a little bit better every single day.
I know there were expectations coming into this year with the returnees that you had, especially up front. Is there one area on either side of the ball that maybe has pleasantly surprised you after six ball games?
Well, I would say one thing has definitely been both sides of the ball. We see extremely great stuff, you know, and I'm pleasantly surprised about the camaraderie and the togetherness that the players are experiencing at this moment in time. The team chemistry is just absolutely incredible, and they love practices, and they love being together.
Can make all the difference in the world for a successful season, no question about that. So now we have the matchup coming up with Northridge. Coach Calhoun, you know him very well. He is really trying to turn that program around, and they've already doubled their win total from last year. What has impressed you about the Vikings as you get ready for Friday night?
I think they do a really good job of playing defense, and they're very solid in their line of scrimmage play is very tough. Coach Calhoun and his staff doing a good job.
You guys have had a pretty dominating run on this. They were able to win back in 20 or 21, but maybe what this rivalry embodies with both schools and what you feel rivalry week in Johnstown?
You know, one thing for certain, these kids, they all know each other. And so, you know, it's always going to be a very good game every time you play. The kids look forward to it. They get excited for it. The community rallies behind it. It's just a great atmosphere to get to have the opportunity to have this rivalry game. And, you know, overall, it's just an incredible Friday night football.
I mean, you want to win the game. Obviously, that's the case. But is it nice to have both teams at this time having really good, successful seasons and really the winner having a potential inside track at the Cardinal Championship? It hasn't been in this type of game for a while. So does that make it that a little bit more special?
You know, obviously, you know, those are some intangibles that are very important. But to be honest, you know, you can throw the records out the window when you get the opportunity to play each other, because of the fact it's basically a backyard brawl. And, you know, the kids, they know going in that it's going to be four quarters of good football.
One area, if you had to focus for Friday night's matchup.
One of the things I want to make sure that we do is stay disciplined and focused, on both sides of the ball. Defensively, make sure we do a good job of reading our keys and filling our gaps and rallying to the football. And offensively, making sure that we, are very disciplined and sound and control the line of scrimmage and fight for yardage.
Coach, thanks so much. We're looking forward to it. Should be a great game. Good luck against the Vikings.
Thank you, sir.
Coach, first of all, congratulations. Four victories out of six contests so far. Big win against Newark Catholic last week, 42-20, getting 28 points in that last quarter to pull away and get the victory. So after six ball games, how are you feeling about this bunch?
We're very excited. You know, we felt like this was not a surprise. We felt like we should be in this situation. We actually feel like we let one slip away with the double overtime loss to Grandview. But we've talked all summer long about competing, and that's been, you know, the message to the players, and they've done that so far.
You mentioned that game against Grandview Heights, and just reading some of your comments afterwards, it wasn't like, well, we played hard, we gave it our best shot. It was, we had a chance to win, and when you have those opportunities, you have to take advantage of it. And it seems like the group kind of rallied around that and have done that two out of the next three against the, you know, good opponents.
Yes. And, you know, we talked to our players about, you know, in life, opportunity comes, you have to take advantage of it. And that's not just on the football field. And so hopefully our players learned a lesson. You know, you have to prepare and be ready for the moment so when it comes, you can execute. And we didn't do it that night, but we certainly have in the other games and look to put all that together again this week against Johnstown.
And they are making plays to win games. I mean, you even go back to week one against East Knox, a very good football team. You're trailing, and you get a chance to win at the end of the ball game, and they take advantage of it. For a program that's trying to learn how to win, it seems like these guys are grasping that and saying, we are going to find ways to win.
Absolutely. And And we are. We are a program that we've talked a lot about it that has to learn how to win, and we are doing that. We are in the middle of that process. At the end of last year, I talked to our team about we started the process, but now we're starting to see the rewards of all the hard work, all the concentration, all the time in practice, all the demand for executing and doing things the right way, and the team attitude and culture that's being developed. Those are starting to play out, and all of a sudden in later parts of games when things have to happen and plays need to be made, we're making those plays.
Talk about the senior class, because they've got to buy into you. Basically, when you came here, this is your second year, but it's, all right, are we going to listen to this guy and try to make a difference? And it seems like they've jumped on board full circle.
Absolutely. You know, when I got here, I, you know, presented them with, look, that where we are is not where anybody wants to be, and to move forward, you're going to have to trust me, and you're going to have to do something you've never done before, and you're going to have to work in a different way and work harder than you ever have before. And you brought up the summer conditioning. I felt like this summer was harder, and they've all said that to me, harder than it's ever been on them. But I could see the confidence building in them. I could see the strides that they were making over the summer, that they were pushing through reps and finishing things that they hadn't done before. And that's come back, to surface in the games now. And this senior class is a special class. We only have five seniors, so it's not a large class, but it's a talented class, and it's a class that that is absolutely, each and every one of them has been major contributors really all 4 years that they've been here, and they deserve to win football games with what they've done and how hard they've worked. So I'm just glad to see them get what they deserve.
So now we move to Johnstown. They're having a very good season as well. 5-1. They're running the football as they always do. Coach, you've been on both sides of this matchup. There's going to be really, I don't think, any surprises Friday night, but to see both programs taking a step this year, I'm just sure the buzz, people cannot wait for Friday to get here.
Yeah, we're all very excited, and it's a special rivalry, and we're just excited that it's a rivalry again, and we've talked a lot about that within our program as to, hey, we're going to make this a rivalry again, and we're going to earn the respect of Johnstown, and that's what we're going to do this weekend. We're excited for it. We've prepared for it. We're looking forward to it. And we've talked a lot about, you know, we have guys on our team that that are close friends with a lot of guys on their team. I'm certainly close friends with all their coaches. And you can have respect and you can have friendship, and then you can go out and compete like you've never competed before, and it makes that game even more special when you're playing against someone that you know, that maybe later on at times you'll be with as friends. It really makes it special to compete against those people.
And people are getting so excited, we're going to kick this thing off early tonight, even right before 7 o'clock. The anticipation is too much for both teams, so we thank both coaches for their pregame spots, but we are ready to go. Northridge kicking off to Johnstown. It's the battle of Route 62, first place in the LCL Cardinal. We have it for you right here on Kate 98.7, and there is the kickoff. It will be fielded back at the 5-yard line by Johnstown and will be brought up just shy of the 20-yard line. I don't know about you, but I don't know that we've had the anticipation for a matchup like this with rivals in the last couple of seasons. I mean, you can just feel the anticipation, the tension. This, everybody wants to know, how's this thing going to play out?
Yeah, this stadium's packed. You can feel the energy here. And yeah, like you said, it's I don't remember. Maybe a Granville Valley game from a couple years ago when we did one like that. But yeah, this is lots of emotions in the air, and it's gonna be interesting to see too how Johnstown handles this hostile environment.
So they get the ball on 1st and 10, and we'll get back to about the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Sam Marisak, the outstanding quarterback for Johnstown, gives it off to, I'll just say it, outstanding running back, Nawa Owosu, and back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
Yeah, Owosu's going to have a big load to carry here tonight. He's coming off a 233-yard, 3-touchdown performance last week against Heath, and he's just been outstanding all season long, 809 yards, 12 touchdowns on the year. So, I mean, he's their go-to back in how they play their game.
Now it's an inside handoff to Landon Myers. A little bit better, but not too much. Maybe about a two-yard pickup, so it's third and long.
Yeah, good job by Northridge here in this opening drive here in these first two plays, forcing a third and long, trying to force the Johnnies into a passing situation that they aren't really comfortable in.
They'll give him three, so it's third and seven. Both sides are filled with fans on both, rooting in this matchup. Of course, the school's just 5.6 miles apart, so you know it's a big one. Marisek rolls out, fires, and a good catch and a first down across the 35 to the 37-yard line for Johnstown. Garrett, that's a huge pickup on third down by Marisek.
Yeah, he rolled out to his right. Nice little throw on the run right there. Found his receiver right in the soft spot of the zone that Northridge was playing there. And that's just really big, just not going three and out, giving, you know, feeding this hungry crowd, trying to calm it down a little bit here and it quiets them up a little bit, picking up that first down.
Tyler Poulton was the receiver on that first down. Owusu again will get the handoff on first down and will get to the 40-yard line for a three-yard pickup.
And getting off the field on third down is going to be really important for both of these teams in this game, because both of them really like to run the football. And I think time of possession, you know, whoever dominates time of possession is going to likely dominate this game. So if you're able to, you know, get either of these teams, you know, those third and five, third and six plus passing situations, you want to try to get off the field.
Second down and seven from the Johnny 40. And read option. I don't really know if Marisek kept it or gave it to Myers because he went right with him through the line of scrimmage. And it was a good, solid pickup. And actually, it's going to be third and very short. We did have a Johnny lineman that did lose his helmet, so it looks like he will have to come out for a play. The referees are getting together, and they stopped it. It'll be at the 45, and it'll be third down and two. I'm still not quite sure if Marisek kept it or not.
Yeah, see, I think he kind of just kept it and just ran right behind him there. So, yeah, it really didn't matter if he gave it off or kept it there. But still a solid gain there on second down.
Third and short. Third and two. And we're going to have a flag stopping play before the play occurred. And it looks like it's offside against Northridge, which will make it an automatic first down for the Johnnies. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Tate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Tate 98.7.
After the five-yard penalty, it's first and 10, Johnstown inside Northridge territory at the 49. Marisek will look to keep it on this play, and he will squirm forward for about a half a yard on first down. So Northridge is winning first and second down, but the Johnnies are getting third down.
Yeah, and that offsides penalty on third down is really killer because, yeah, once again, we were just talking about, you know, you need to try to get off the field on third downs, and you don't even really give yourself an opportunity to do so with amped up trying to get him off the field. You just make a mental mistake there, and you just bail out Johnstown. But, yeah, it's important, though. They've been able to get him into third down situations, but they've just been losing their downs on third down.
Second down and nine, Marisek, he will throw again, and he's got a man wide open, but we're going to have a fumble on the play as he got good pressure up front. Johnstown was able to recover. He had a man streaking down the middle of the field, but he had no time to get rid of it, and now you have a third and long, about a third and 15.
Yeah, and this is now, once again, prime time here for Northridge to get off the field. I think really this is a must stop. But, yeah, it seemed like Marisek just kind of lost the handle there as he was getting to wind up and try to take a deep shot on second down, something we don't typically see out of this Johnstown offense. Comes back to bite him there. So, but they're going to have to drop something similar to see if they can continue this drive.
Marisek will fire it out, and the pass is too far for Owusu, and it'll be fourth down. So after a couple of first downs, the Johnnies will have to punt it away with 7:51 in this opening quarter, and we are scoreless.
Yeah, nice job right there by Northridge, taking advantage of that mistake Johnstown made, and they're able to get off the field there, force a punt.
So Northridge will have a couple of returners inside their 20-yard line. Here's the high snap, but it's able to be fielded cleanly, and the ball will bounce inside the 20 and will roll dead at the about the 12-yard line. That's where Northridge will get their opening possession in this matchup. Yeah, you're right. I think possessions are going to be huge. I mean, my score sheet has 9 possessions in the first half. I would be shocked if each team fills up the score sheet with 9 possessions, the way these two teams want to control the line of scrimmage and run the football. But on that drive by Johnstown, 3 pass attempts, basically, which kind of is a surprise.
Yeah, they came out. I mean, you know, that obviously a couple of those third downs warranted passing situations. But, yeah, I mean, what led up to that, you know, that fumble snap on second down, typically we see Johnstown run it there. So maybe, you know, trying to be a little too creative here, trying to catch Northridge off guard to start this game.
And here is the pitch to Northridge along the right side for Little to no game that time. That was Jace Golden. And when's the last time we had both teams going under center to run their offensive plays? I can't recall.
No, that's a rarity nowadays, right? So it's going to be, like we said, an old-fashioned rivalry type of game here. You know, won and lost in the trenches, quarterbacks going under center, and it's just going to be nasty in the trenches tonight.
Second down and 10. And inside handoff, and a pretty good run that time for the Vikings. And, in fact, a lot more. 30, 40, midfield, 40-yard line, 35, 30, 25, all the way down to the 20. Riley Wheeler broke out of a scrum, you could say, at about the 15-yard line and takes it huge into Johnstown territory.
Yeah, he just broke a lot of arm tackles that time.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Is there a flag?
It looks like there's a flag back at the Viking 10-yard line. Coach Calhoun is absolutely upset. I have not seen the signal yet.
It looks like it's coming back just because Northridge offense is marching backwards. So it looks like it is going to be some sort of infraction on Northridge, but, oh, man, that is killer.
Talk about a flip of the script. You're right at the red zone, and now you're going to be facing second down and long. Officials having a long conversation at about the 40-yard line, but they already have sent the teams back to the Viking 10.
Well, they need to get the hand signals right, you know. The proper penalty infraction, you know, we've had our fair share this year.
Oh, yes, we have. All right, here we go. And it is
holding
on Northridge. And the Viking fans are not happy. Because if you don't pick up a first down now, Johnstown's going to have great field position. So that is a huge call very early in this ball game, but a definite momentum killer for one and a possible opportunity, because now the ball is put back. They're going half the distance, and it's back at the 4-yard line.
Yeah, this is now danger zone now for the Vikings. They just need to try to get some breathing room here for third down, and maybe, you know, possibly if they're going to have to punt it away, just get some room for their punter here.
Second down and 15. And official stop play. And this is what you just don't want to see in a game like this. And both teams struggling to get into a flow, not being helped. They're going to have another conversation, this one in the end zone. Hopefully it'll be a short one.
I think it was. No, okay.
Well, when the PA announcer says, "I don't know what that was," you can guess we don't either. Might get a little feisty tonight. And here's an end around, and picking up some yardage is Cameron Brannigan, and he will get out to the 15. Maybe try to do a juke there at Garrity. I don't know that he needed to. He might have been able to get the corner.
Yeah, but still, really solid pickup there. Yeah, on second down, gets to the penalty yardage back. It makes it now, third and manageable now, third and six. Playbook's a little bit more opened up. You're not so backed up against your own end zone now here. So, worst case scenario, you do have to punt it away. You're in a little bit of a better situation here.
Third and six from the 15. Kohler under center. And we're going to have motion against Northridge as the tight end went out. Now, Coach Calhoun maybe was trying to call a timeout before, but the official didn't see him. So you had a third and manageable. Now it's third and long, third and 11, back inside the 11-yard line.
Yeah, and penalties, we've seen, teams be plagued by penalties this year. So far, Northridge has been doing a pretty good job of that themselves here tonight. Three penalties already in this opening quarter, and they've all been in really big situations. Oh. I mean, we saw the holding, and we'll see what this false start eventually leads to now for the Vikings.
Three bats in the backfield. It is a bunch formation, and we might have motion again against Northridge. Yep, it is. So penalty number four. So everything they were getting from Brannigan's run is now being nullified.
Yeah, basically, it's like it never happened, right? It's like instead of a 10-yard pickup, 40, yeah, you only picked up now about 2 yards on that run after those back-to-back false starts. So, yeah, you're just really shooting yourself in the foot here right now. If you're Northridge, I mean, this drive, it started out really promising, but like I was just saying, penalties have really killed all the momentum that this team had going.
So now it's third and 16, back to the six. Kohler will now go to the gun on third down. He'll fake the pitch. He'll look to keep it. And Johnstown is ready right there and will stop him after about a 2-yard pickup. So they will be punting from their own end zone with 5 minutes to go in this opening quarter, and we're scoreless. But Johnstown should get pretty good field position out of this.
Yeah, they should. And they got to be careful, too. Not a lot of breathing room here for this punt if Johnstown does decide to come after it. But just a really sloppy drive that time by the Vikings. I mean, lots of penalties really just killed it.
Charles Kincaid will get the punt out, and it will bounce at the 40 and take a Johnstown, I should say Northridge, bounce to the 48-yard line. We'll take a break, 4:38. We're scoreless. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
What is that?
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales here on Kate 98.7.
Well, to no one's surprise, two running plays while we were away by Johnstown. They will now have a third down and four from the Northridge 42-yard line. 3:45 remains in this opening quarter. We are scoreless. Both teams have had one possession offensively. This is Johnstown's second, as they want to take advantage of great field position. They quickly go to the line of scrimmage. Marisak under center, and he will hand it off, and going to be close.
Looks like it can be a yard short.
And that was not Owusu who got the handoff on that one. Trying to see if Rodney Wheeler was on the stop. So it's fourth down and a full yard.
Yeah.
So Boy, we've had a lot of big plays already in this ball game with 3 minutes remaining first quarter. And Johnstown will go for it from the Northridge 39. Fourth and one. I formation. Marisek. Here's the handoff to Myers, and he will bull forward for the first down inside the 35. That was just power football, which the Johnnies are known for.
Yep, good push by the offensive line that time. You know, yeah, gives you big running back Myers, and he was able to get, you know, just enough for that first down. And, you know, at this point, it's four down territory. You know, who knows how many more times you're going to be set up with that great of field position and the way that you're playing, primarily running the football. We have the ball on this side of the field. You need to maximize the point potential.
Myers straight up the gut and a good run on first down. He'll have it second and short as he gets inside the 30-yard line.
Yeah, it seems like Myers has been having some success on this drive, and just the offensive line too for Johnstown seems to be getting a little bit of a rhythm here after picking up that fourth down conversion.
Second down and four from the 28-yard line of the Vikings. I formation, Marisek. Here's Owusu, big hole up the middle. They've found an opening there. He'll get the first down and more at about the 22.
Yeah, it seems like they're leaning on that right side of the offensive line here. And, yeah, they've been getting a nice push up front. And both Owusu and Myers have been able to diagnose the gaps there. And they've been able to pick up about 5-6 yards a pop. And that's what's working for them right now. They're chewing the clock. They're moving the ball downfield.
Already down to 90 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Johnstown on the move. Scoreless, but they're at the Viking 22-yard line, first and 10. Marisek, here's the handoff to Myers, and he will struggle to the 19-yard line and make it second down and 7.
I mean, yeah, well, it's really important, not only for Johnstown when they want to run the football, but for Northridge, you know, you don't need to hit the, you know, the big home run play every single time. You just need to try to stay ahead of schedule here on first down. So, you know, 3-4 yards on first down is more than enough to, you know, set you up just to continue to move those chains.
Second and 7 from the Northridge 19. Marisek, here's Owusu, and he takes a tackler with him inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line. And it'll be third down and about 2 for Johnstown on this drive as we come up on 37 seconds remaining first quarter.
Yeah,
we can almost say officially standing room only on the Johnstown side as they are along the track,
yeah,
up on a hill with some blankets watching this one. This is old school football personified. All right, third and a long two. Marisek will give it to Myers, and I'm going to say he's going to be a bit short. So it'll be fourth and short when we return on this quick-moving first quarter. Quarter number two, we're scoreless. Johnstown and Northridge. High school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
When you need cardiovascular care, you want an integrated team collaborating on your treatment from your first office visit to your final rehab session. At Knox Community Hospital, our cardiovascular experts offer decades of experience in heart attack treatments, coronary and carotid stents, angioplasties, aneurysm repairs, pacemakers, heart failure, and more. Want comprehensive cardiovascular care? At Knox Community Hospital, we don't miss a beat.
Now, back to high school football. Brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle starting the second quarter here at Northridge, and we are honored to be the first radio station in the county to be broadcasting from this brand new facility here at Northridge. It's been a long time coming, and they have embraced it, and they're so happy to have it. And it's a top-notch facility. You'll see OHSAA playoff events being done here, track, football, what have it. It's top-notch, my friend.
Yep, and I think, it sets an example for other schools and programs.
It is fourth down and two for Johnstown from the Northridge 15 as we start the second quarter. It's Myers. It's going to be close. He tried to go over the pile a little bit, but I think he's going to be short.
It's going to be close. It looked like initially maybe short.
Because I think the official's at the 14, and they had to get to the 13.
All right. They might have to bring out the chin. No. No. He's a yard short.
Turnover on down. So the Vikings respond. After Johnstown had half a field, they get inside the 15, but the Vikings defense turns them away.
Yeah, that's a huge stop right there inside the red zone. On a what? Fourth and two there. Getting some momentum back, and most importantly, too, just preventing Johnstown from putting any points on the board.
So the Vikings offense, which really just kept hurting themselves, will take over. Again, not great field position, but they're not going to complain. Still scoreless. They're at their 14-yard line, first and 10. Sam Kohler this time in the gun and hits a handoff and getting across the 15 to the 16-yard line. That's Golden once again. So 2 yards on that first down carry.
Yeah, and just what's important here for Northridge, just play a clean offensive drive. They had 4 penalties in that first quarter, 3 of them coming on offense on just their singular offensive possession that they had. So just try to play a clean drive here and see if you can slowly move the chains.
Second down and 8. Here's Golden again with the handoff. Takes it up the middle, maybe about 2 more yards. And it'll be a third down and long. Little extracurricular, which we'll see a little bit, I would assume, this evening. But, boy, did Northridge have an opportunity. A huge run down to the 20 was nullified by one of the penalties that Garrett alluded to, a holding penalty. That's been the biggest play of the game, really, on both sides. So, third down and 6. For Northridge, again, both teams do not want to throw the ball that much. It's a passing down, but don't be surprised if it stays on the ground.
All right, yeah, we're going to probably see as this game goes along, too, misdirections, counters, lots of different creative ways to just run the football, than your traditional outside-inside handoffs.
Kohler, he is looking deep for Davis and letting just a bit too long, but a fly comes in. And it's probably going to be pass interference against Johnstown. I don't know about that one. Yeah. I thought that was pretty good coverage.
Yeah, not a lot that we saw here on this side. But it looks like the Vikings are going to catch a break there. And we'll move the chains based off the pass interference call. So... yeah, they catch a little bit of a break, and that's what happens, too, when you decide to throw the football. So, yeah, just throw it deep and see if you can get the defense to commit a penalty, and that's exactly what happened there.
So they will move it to the 33-yard line. I mean, that's what they do every Sunday in the NFL. Throw it up, get the flag. So that will be Northridge's first down of this evening. Up to their 33-yard line, 10:26 remaining in a scoreless matchup in this battle of Route 62. And here's an inside handoff and breaking free. That's Wheeler. He gets up to the 45-yard line, and I'm looking for flags. I don't see any. That's 11 yards. That's a first down.
Yeah, it's just kind of that fullback give there, and that's why I believe the similar play that they broke off that big run that was called back for the hole, but I feel like that's kind of their best play so far tonight as far as running the football. Johnstown just really isn't able to react to that give fast enough.
So first down for Northridge. Back-to-back first downs, one on the PI and that on an 11-yard run by Wheeler. They're at their 45. Wheeler goes in motion. Here's a pitch to Golden, looking for some blocking. Not much there, maybe about a yard pick up to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, I would have liked to, you know, get a little bit more right there for Northridge on first down, try to stay on schedule so you can, you know, keep trying to run the football on second and third down. So they got a little bit more work to make up here on second and nine.
9.5 to play in this second quarter. Scoreless. And if you came in thinking this was going to be a high-scoring affair, no chance. No chance. But both teams really having excellent seasons. The Johnnies 5-1, the Vikings 4-2, both on winning streaks, and both want this one very, very badly. Second and nine. Kohler to throw. Got time. Looks over the middle. He's got a man wide open, and it's Brannigan inside the 30. Well, for not throwing the ball much, that ball was laid in there perfectly, and the Vikings are going to be at Johnstown's 28-yard line.
Yeah, that was a beautifully thrown ball, and I think Johnstown wasn't ready for it. They only had one defender guarding two guys right there, so good job and good play call that time by Northridge. Now, yeah, this stadium's back to life now. The momentum after that big play back on the Northridge's side.
26 yards on that pickup. Here's Golden. Pushes the line through and gets inside the 25-yard line to about the 23. You think they've got the Johnnies on their heels?
It does seem like it. You know, further you go down the field, though, further it is, or harder it is, it's going to be for not only Northridge, but as we saw in the previous drive, both these teams had put it in the end zone as the field, you know, starts to shrink up and you're primarily running the football.
Second and five from the Johnny 23. Golden, good hole, but the Johnnies quickly get there. And after a pickup to the 21, you're going to be looking at a third and three.
Yeah, probably four down territory.
I'm thinking so.
For Northridge, unless they, you know, get a big loss on this play. So, in a sense, you know, who knows? I assume it's going to be two rushing plays here to pick up 3 yards.
Full house backfield on this third and three. And Kohler will keep it. And depending on the spot, he's going to be right there. I think he's short.
Yeah, about a yard short, looks like.
So fourth and one from the 19. So both teams having fourth down plays here. Johnstown had a fourth and two and could not convert. The Vikings have fourth and one at the Johnny 19. We'll see what they do here. I'm wondering if Coach Calhoun might be going to take some time and use a timeout here. Still plenty of time on the play clock at 11 seconds. But Kohler is still standing over with him, so I think we're going to have a timeout called. We will take one as well, 7:08 in the second quarter. Scoreless, you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week. Kate 98.7.
Linden Lighting and Supply strives to be the area's leading provider of lighting and electrical products. When you're building or remodeling, commercial or residential, Linden Lighting and Supply has the fixtures, the fittings, and the materials to get every task completed. And if you need some help, their experts are standing by. They can even arrange home visits to see how your project is coming along. Linden Lighting and Supply, 200 West Monroe Street in Zanesville. LindenLighting.com. Good luck to all the area teams.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickey Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Here we go, fourth and one, Northridge at the Johnstown 19. And it looked like there was motion, and I think there was, and they would have picked up a first down. Looked like the running back was just leaning forward and could not stop, and what was a fourth and one now becomes a fourth and six, and that changes your whole dynamic.
And that's been a theme of tonight, unfortunately, for the Vikings, these pre-snap penalties, these false starts, these offsides, and once again, in just a really critical moment, so like you said, probably would have picked it up. But now you make it 4th and 1, 4th and 6. It's a much tougher task to pick this up in a situation like this and those 5 extra yards.
So at the Johnstown 24, we'll see what the Vikings decide to do here. Under center, and it's a change at quarterback, to be honest with you. And pressure comes in by the Johnnies, and no chance. No chance. They read that perfectly. And I think coming in was Marisek. Nope, sorry. It was Jacob Hockendale, who do recall him making some big plays in the Granville game. So turnover on downs, and actually checking in for Northridge at the quarterback position was Dylan Chambers. But no chance to throw the football, and Johnstown will take over. So back and forth we go with momentum. Yeah. Johnstown now will get it, and pretty good field position at the 34.
Yeah, after the sack, and then the false start sets them up with a lot better field position.
Here's the handoff to Owusu, and nothing doing right there. No gain. So they've pretty much had him bottled up in this first half.
Yeah, both these teams have been kind of, they've having to earn each and every yard that they're picking up on the ground. Both these teams, they probably have very similar game plans, right, offensively.
Yeah.
And they've been practicing against them. Their defenses have been practicing against it all week. So they know what to expect.
Marisek, he's got a man open, but leads him a little bit too long. I don't think the Northridge defense was set that time, and they had a golden opportunity for a huge pickup, but the pass a little bit too long for Grayson Goodman. So it's 3rd and a long 9 here for the Johnnies.
Yeah, and if he hit him, I mean, it was going to be a huge gain and possibly even a touchdown because the Vikings were not ready. They did not have a coverage on him. But, you know, you take the risk there on second down trying to throw the ball, which we've seen a couple times from both these teams. But if it doesn't pay off, 3rd and long.
Marisek to throw. Fires over the middle, and a catch made as they did on their opening possession. Getting the catch is Tyler Poulton, and he has come up with 2 huge catches for the Johnnies to the Viking 48-yard line.
Yeah, I believe both of them coming on 3rd down conversions as well. So that's kind of their go-to connection on 3rd and long. And yeah, I mean, Johnny's trying to mix in the pass a little bit here on this drive, trying to keep the Vikings on their heels.
And here's Owusu, gets inside the Viking 45 to the 44-yard line. Don't forget all the scores tonight on the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller have all the games that you need to know about. That's 9 to 11 tonight on our sister station T100, the High School Football Scoreboard Show. 2nd down and 6 after the 4-yard pickup. 5:35 remains in the second quarter, scoreless, Johnstown and Northridge. Marisek will keep it. He is hit behind the line of scrimmage and will go down at the 45.
Yeah, it's a quarterback keep that time up the middle, and Northridge that time won the battle in the line of scrimmage. They knew what was coming, and they stopped it. So another 3rd and long here, and I'd say depending on what happens here for Johnstown, could be 4-down territory.
They've got a couple split to the wide side. Marisek in trouble, gets hit as he throws, and the pass incomplete to Owusu. Oh, he was drilled hard, and it's now 4th down. So, all right, no change in the yardage there, Coach. You're going to go for it or punt it?
I'd probably punt in a situation like this, just try to flip the field. You don't want to give a team, you know, either of these teams good field position just because, you know, running the football, make them earn every single yard on the ground just because both these defenses have been doing a pretty good job so far.
Well, Coach Carter listens to you. Everybody listens to Garrett. He will punt it away. And good high kick. And it will bounce and take a Northridge bounce to the 22-yard line. And that's where they will start. 1st and 10 with 4:55 remaining. Well, we talked about this rival matchup, but it really has been one-sided. Johnstown has won 14 of the last 15. Northridge won in 2021, 24-21. Johnstown won last year, 26-14. Mike Carter, in his 22 years coming into this one, he lost his first 3 against Northridge. Since then, 17 of 18.
That's pretty good. I'll take that.
That's not bad.
If you told me I'd lose my first three, but then 17 or 18 back, I'll take that.
First and 10, Northridge at the 22. And Kohler will keep it. And he will actually stumble and lose 2 yards back to the 20.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that time for Northridge. And maybe would have picked up a few extra yards if he was able to keep his footing. And that's what Northridge has been kind of having a hard time tonight on first down, you know, trying to pick up some positive yardage. So they have aired it out, kind of similar to Johnstown. Both these teams trying to, you know, I think, keep the opposing defenses on their heels so they don't completely sell out to the run early in this one.
Loss of 2, second down and 12 for the Vikings at their 20. Kohler, here's your inside handoff to Brannigan. Pretty good hole. Gets across the 25 to about the 27, and now we'll make third down at least an opportunity here for the Vikings on offense.
Yeah, that helps out here. So, yeah, you can open up the playbook a little bit here. But with how, Northridge, whenever they have decided to drop back and throw it on that previous drive, besides that fourth down, they look pretty good. So I wouldn't be surprised if they decide to throw it here.
Third down and 5 from the 27. Kohler, he's going to try and keep it again. Puts his head down, but he's going to be shy of the first down. The officials stop play. Are they going to... Oh, they're going to give it to him.
Wow. Yeah, because he's standing a yard short of the sticks from what I saw.
Wow.
So maybe a little...
You may not think that's a big play. I think that's a huge play.
That is. Because, now... Johnstown probably won't get another possession before the half.
We're down to under 3 minutes and 15 seconds, first and 10. And here's Golden. Like the way he weaves, trying to find a little bit of a hole, and he does that time for about 5.
Yeah, this is with under a little over 3 minutes left. Time possession-wise, I've got... about 10 minutes for Northridge and 11 minutes for Johnstown. So, like we said, it's been reflected on the scoreboard, 0-0. Yep. So, I feel like, once somebody's able to really, force a 3-and-out and then, a long touchdown drive, that's going to be the big separation in this one.
Second down and 5. Here is the pitch to Golden on the left side. And Johnstown was ready for it, and that will be about a 2-yard loss back to the 35. They were ready for that play.
Yep. They've tried to run that toss a couple times here tonight, and I think, you could be setting up maybe a fake toss or something as this game goes along if you need to do a misdirection, whether it be running the football or maybe a fake toss pass. But we'll see here. Obviously, if Johnstown's able to get a stop here, we're going to have to try to burn a timeout. But they're not really equipped, to drive down the field in under 2 minutes.
Which is where we're going to be once this ball is snapped. Third down and a long 6. Kohler in the gun. Trips here to the near side. And we've got a flag. And it's going to be delay of game against Northridge. So you know better than I do, but I'm guessing that's at least their fourth penalty on third down, probably.
I'd say at least 3.
Okay.
I can recall. I think it's four. Yeah, because double up on the false starts on that opening drive.
You saw, folks, how difficult it was for him to agree with me there. Yeah, that's what I deal with.
I just need to get the numbers right.
Yeah,
man.
I see.
You never
see.
Know, right, with you.
That's true. And I love this press box announcer. He just says that there could be some confusion on the field. I'm not sure how much the guys in the stripes like that, but we're enjoying it up here.
Hey, sometimes he just says what he thinks, right?
Yep. But I will agree with him because they stopped playing. We have no idea why. Yeah. One of the officials is coming over to talk to Calhoun, and I think it probably was... resetting the clock. So we're going to be at 1:58, but still with that penalty. Now it's 3rd and 11 from the 31-yard line. Not where Northridge wants to be on offense. And we'll have 2 wideouts to each side on this third down play. Kohler in the gun. Low snap. He's able to handle it. Looking deep over the middle. He will fire a long one. That could be intercepted, and it is. Picked off by the Johnnies, and they're bringing it back across midfield into Northridge territory down to the 40-yard line. There is a flag on the field. I'm thinking it's after the play, but we will hold and see what this happens to be.
And I think it's going to be, I think you're right, it's probably after the play because it looks like you're shifting units here, but
personal foul against Johnstown. Now,
it's Johnstown's ball, but yep. It was, yeah, personal foul after the...
I wonder if it was a block on Kohler after he threw it.
Yeah.
Might be my guess on that.
Well, I mean, that's a big penalty, though, because yep. It marches you back. You were set up in Northridge territory. Yeah, had a great return. Now you're set up on your own side of the field. We'll see where they mark it here.
Exactly. Tyler Sheets was the player that intercepted the ball for Johnstown and did have a great return. But with that personal foul, Johnstown at their 44-yard line with 1:44 remaining in a scoreless second quarter. Marisek will keep it. Big hole, 50, 45, 40. Another man he beats, 30, 20, 15, and down inside the 15-yard line. Huge play by the quarterback.
Yeah, you needed a huge play right there with the clock running down. That's exactly what you needed to do, and it seems like, yeah, after that interception, the Johnstown sideline, Johnstown fans, they got a lot of momentum now. Then a huge quarterback run there on first down. You know, you still got plenty of time, minute 20. Believe you, you know, you still got all three of your timeouts, too. So you can run your offense pretty much business as usual for the most part. Maybe not want to take the full play clock, but you still got plenty of time to work with here if you're Johnstown.
At the Viking 12, it's first and 10 after the 44-yard pickup. Myers has a hole and gets inside the 10-yard line. We talked about Johnstown being on their heels. Right now, the Vikings are on their heels with just under a minute to play in the second quarter. And
we're going to get a timeout.
I think officials stopped play because the helmet came off again.
Oh, well.
So the Johnnies don't have to use one, and they started back up. So they're sitting real pretty right now. Second down and 4. From just outside the 5, Marisek, here's the handoff, and getting into the end zone, a house call for the Johnnies. It's Owusu, and Johnstown gets on the board with 46 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Yeah, that was just all set up by the turnover that the Vikings were kind of forced to throw because of a false start on their drive, but the Giants were able to take advantage of it. They had a nice return. It was called back for the penalty, but a couple big explosive rushing plays by the Johnnies, and they were able to drive down the field in the blink of an eye.
And Christian Campis gets the extra point. 7-0 Johnnies. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
If you don't think five-yard penalties can play a huge role, two of them in this first half really have changed the game. Fourth and one, Northridge at the Johnny 19 becomes fourth and six and a sack. Then they have a third and six, maybe an opportunity to run the football. Third and 11 leads to an interception, and Johnstown gets on the board with just 45 seconds remaining in this second quarter. It was a three-play, 56-yard drive. The highlight was Sam Marisak, 44-yard jaunt down to the 12-yard line, and then two plays later, Nana Owusu takes it in from 6 yards out, 7-0. So kickoff out of bounds by Johnstown as they tried to squib it. So Northridge does have two timeouts left, and they will have good field position. We'll see what they decide to do here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just threw the interception. I probably wouldn't try anything too crazy here before the half. You maybe can try to do something here on first down. You know, obviously, don't turn the ball over, take a sack in a situation like this. Try something on first down. If it doesn't pan out, probably just run it out or kneel this one out, head to the locker room. Still a very winnable game. You're only down 7-0, and you shot yourself in the foot a lot these games at this game. Just with the penalties. You had six first-half penalties so far here. So I would say, you know, don't take any, you know, big risks.
Ball will be marked where it went out of bounds at the 38-yard line. First and 10 there for Northridge. Trips here to the near side. Kohler rolling out. Fires and the catch made. And trying to get out of bounds and getting out of bounds to about the 42-yard line. And making the catch there for Northridge was Dylan Chambers. Chambers had a huge kickoff return last week against Newark Catholic in the Vikings' 42-20 victory. 38 seconds remain, second and five from the 43. Two wideouts split to each side on this second down for the Vikings. Kohler. Short drop, looking deep, nobody open. Now he's going to scramble, and I don't think he's going to get out of bounds. He does not. So the clock will run, and it doesn't look like Northridge will call a timeout here as we're down to 18 seconds. So it's third down and five, and we are down to 10 seconds remaining. I think that will do it. So rolling along scoreless until the final 45 seconds. Then the first turnover of the half leads to Johnstown taking a 7-0 lead here at Northridge Viking Stadium. We'll recap this first half after a timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system from Lucart Heating and Cooling. Visit us online at lucartheating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's air perfect with financing on a new qualifying Lennox system. Ohio License 38151.
Turn your waste into a win. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Formerly Waste Away and Atkins Disposal, the Win Waste Innovations team in Heath is dedicated to our community and provides custom solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by a seven-day-a-week customer service team. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Hi, this is Charlie Burwell from Church Street Floor Covering, and we're happy to welcome back all the high school football players to the field. At Church Street Floor Covering, we support all local athletes and wish them the best of luck this season. If you're looking for flooring that can stand up to whatever your home team throws at it, come see us at Church Street Floor Covering. We've been scoring big points with our customers for over 30 years. Church Street Floor Coverings, across from the Buckeye Valley YMCA. And don't forget to tell them Charlie sent you.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Licky Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Back here at Northridge Viking Stadium, Johnstown Marching Band on the field as we have reached halftime, 7-0. The Johnnies lead it at the break. Pretty even first half between both ball clubs, but the one turnover right at the end. An interception and then a huge run by quarterback Sam Marisek down inside the 15-yard line for the Johnnies led to a Nana Owosu touchdown run of 6 yards. Extra point good, and it's 7-0. I mean, pretty evenly played football game, but as we talked about every week, it seems especially this year, penalties, penalties, penalties.
Yeah, and then, of course, that one interception, too, that you mentioned as well. Yeah, the only thing that really separates these two teams right now, but six first-half penalties against Northridge, and a lot of them coming in really big situations, you know, third and fourth downs, you know, making third and fourth and shorts, backing them up 5 yards. And in games like this, you know, where both teams really want to run the football, it's big. And we saw, really, one of them prevented Northridge from possibly picking up a fourth down, and then the other one, you know, kind of forced them to probably change the play, what they were going to originally do, you know, third and medium to third and long, and it led to the interception, which then led to the only score of the game for the Johnnies so far in this one. So, you know, if I'm Northridge, you just need to really clean it up with the penalties. You know, just try to settle in here in the second half. You know, this is still anyone's ball game. But, yeah, the most important thing is just those pre-snap penalties, you know, those false starts, especially, you know, whether it be third and fourth down. They need to, you know, clean that up. And then, Johnstown, I mean, they've played a good game, too, so far. They were able to capitalize on their turnovers. And two, both these teams, time possession-wise, kind of just what I'm tracking, I mean, it's pretty even. And that's being reflected on the scoreboard. So, I think that, Johnstown gets the ball here to start the second half. We talk about it all the time, especially in close games. You know, that first possession, how both these teams come out to start the third quarter is going to be really big, especially with how that first half ended. Seemed like all the momentum was going towards the Johnnies with the turnover, with the touchdown. So I'm sure, you know, they're expecting to come out here, you know, get the ball, start the third quarter, take a lot of time off the clock and try to make this a two-possession game. And if they do that, I mean, it's going to make it really difficult for Northridge to try to make a comeback.
And if you want to simplify it even more, both have had two long runs. One counted, one didn't.
Yep.
And that really kind of is the difference right now. But it's a good one, and we expected it to be one, and we'll see how this second half turns out. Right now it's Johnstown's lead over Northridge, 7-0. Our halftime will continue now with Skip Mozich tonight in high school football from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio
News Network. This is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Reports. As we like to do from time to time, we'll check in at various locations across the state and talk some high school football in that region. This evening, we'll head to the Ohio Valley with Joey Klapek from our Steubenville affiliate. Joey joins us next on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Taylor Barton from East Clinton High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
This year, I was asked to be a captain of my team, which I was very happy to take that position. And really, sports, I just love getting to play with my friends and getting to develop connections and learn more about everyone on my team and about myself.
Taylor is a leader in sports and in FFA.
Beef projects and my breeding projects and getting to log all that stuff and share it with other people in my community. And so they a way for them to learn more about me. But I've also gotten to do some like community service things through FFA.
She brings that same spirit to work on the farm.
More people need to know about farming and crop farming, animal farming, like meat production, all of that. I think it's such a great part of our society and we should try to enhance that.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy. So when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bummies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bummies on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licking Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game as we talk a little Ohio Valley High School football this evening with Joey Klapek from our Steubenville affiliate, 106.3 The River and The River Network. And, you know, Joey, let's begin with the team that you primarily cover, the Big Red of Steubenville. It seems like a broken record. It's the same thing every year. This year is no exception. 6-0. What's been the most impressive thing about them you've seen so far?
Well, I think it is their passing game this year. They've always used the run to set up the pass. And the offensive line, I don't want to say they struggled to start, but according to Coach Sack, they just weren't quite there. However, the past couple of games, that O-line and running game really stepped it up. Last week in a win over Wheeling Park, they had almost 500 total yards of offense, 300 on the ground, 195 passing. Senior tailback Jalen Minifield, he leads the team in rushing. He ripped off a 65-yarder on the second play from scrimmage last week. And tailback Kajuan Bryant, he's a junior, and he's working his way back from injury, and Skip, it really looks like he's starting to find his form again. And then senior quarterback Aiden Davis, this is a very impressive young man. He's the younger brother of Javon Davis, who actually helped Big Red win that state title in 2017. He's a good field leader, runs the huddle well, knows the game and the offense very well. And I think another thing that is impressive is the consistency in the coaching staff at Big Red. I mean, Reno's been there 42 years. He's had three offensive coordinators, three defensive coordinators. So I think that's another really big thing that helps that program.
More good football in that area. Same region, Region 11, Indian Creek sitting at 5-1. What have you seen from them?
big, physical, and they run the ball, Skip. And their head coach, Andrew Connor, another guy who's been, he's been there over 20 years. And their O-line is just very active. They run the wishbone, so you would love it. It's old-school physical football, tailback Zion McGee. This is one of those kids you label as, you know, fun to watch. He runs with power. He runs with speed. In the past, teams have tried to stack the line to stop the running game. Well, they have a quarterback now who can throw the ball, Ian Starkey. He makes the defenses honest of the pass this year.
Division 4, Region 15, St. Clairsville is 6-0. I know they have a big win tonight against Bel Air.
Yeah, that's the big match in Belmont County every year. And, you know, you can say you could throw the records out, but neither team wants to do that. They want those playoff points. And veteran coach Brett McLean, he's the other guy who's been there over 20 years, gets those kids to play hard for him. And he gets the most out of his kids. And they're great kids. They're very tough, very gritty, and they have a winning attitude, very explosive. On offense, they can go wishbone, they can go five wide, and also a very, very stingy defense. A
couple of other area schools to mention. D5, Region 17, Richmond, Edison's 5-1. D6, Toronto started strong. They're 4-2 now, but still in decent shape in Region 21.
Yeah, Edison, that was a team that was, you know, because of the open enrollment around here, you know this area, they were losing some players, losing some kids, and they did a great job, the community and the administration, of investing into that school district. And their coach, Mike Holopy, he's been the longtime baseball coach. I believe this is his third or fourth year as the head football coach. They have a great quarterback, DJ Henderson. He runs the offense very well. He has that poise in the pocket. He feels pressure, throws the deep ball very well, which opens up the ground game for Edison, and they're very, very experienced up front as well. As far as Toronto, senior quarterback, people are here, this young man's name, Zeb Kenzie. Very impressive. 2 weeks ago, they took him out after two quarters, 13-14, 435 yards and seven touchdowns. He's on his way to Cincinnati. He's a big young man, has a big arm, sees the field well. Another kid that throws the deep ball well, but he also has tremendous accuracy.
And lastly, Division 7, Region 27, Steubenville Catholic Central, small school, getting it done. They're 5-1.
Yeah, big time. And there's another old school feel. You would love to watch these guys. Third-year head coach Eric Meek, he's a veteran head coach in this area. He actually won a state championship across the river in Weirton, West Virginia a few years ago. He brought toughness and he brought discipline to this program. They run the ball and run it very well. Big, strong offensive line. Tailback Jimmy Hernan, he runs with power. He drags tacklers with him, and he always seems to fall forward as well.
He's a legend over in that area of the state, Joey Claypeck. Thanks for talking a little Ohio Valley High School football this evening, okay?
You got it, Skip, no problem.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field, because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need, because public education matters.
Did you know 38% of Ohio's teenagers have spent money on gambling and video and online games? Items like mystery boxes, skins, and spin to win mimic gambling, putting children at a higher risk of experiencing a gambling disorder as an adult. So get in the know about youth gambling and start the conversation with discussion guides, parent resources, and more at changethegameohio.org. That's changethegameohio.org.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Did you know the Energy Cooperative offers custom power outage notifications and updates? Don't be left in the dark. Sign up today in the Smart Hub app. Download it for free on your mobile device or access your account from MyEnergyCoop.com. Smart Hub is always a great way to pay your bill or view your energy use, online or on the app. The latest information is just a click away. The Energy Cooperative is proud to provide our community with energy for what matters most.
Hey, this is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. We don't pay commission. And what that means is our technicians have the time and they have the dedication to read the repair manuals. This is so important. It's not exciting reading, and it takes a while. But because we're not paying someone to cut corners. We'll make sure that it's done right. That technician is going to read the repair manual, and they're going to perform that repair according to the manufacturer's specifications. K-Seps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
K-Seps, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by K-Seps Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
This is ONN.
Our thanks again to Joey Klapek for talking a little Ohio Valley High School football with us this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Vex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a five-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota, shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Halftime here at Northridge. Johnstown leading the Vikings 7-0 as the Northridge band now performing on the field. Some score updates from the LCL Cardinal will start. The Heath Bulldogs have had a rough go of it. They've lost four straight on the road, five overall, but they are getting right tonight against Lakewood. 36-0 in the first half. Bulldogs are winning that ball game. Utica at Newark Catholic taking on the Green Wave. Redskins trying for, I'm going to guess, the first time in a long, long time for back-to-back wins against the Green Wave. They have a 14-0 lead that game just about at halftime. So next week we will be at Swank Field for the Bulldogs and the Green Wave. Have it for you with the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. Moving to the LCL Buckeye, Licking Valley just putting it on Zanesville, 35-0 that game in the first half as the Panthers try to stay unbeaten in the Buckeye and move to 6-1. Watkins Memorial has a 14-6 lead over Mount Vernon. The Jackets in their first year in the LCL have won two straight, but right now the Warriors looking for win number one on the campaign have an 8-point lead, and it looks like, check that, they've just scored again. 21-6 now, Watkins has the lead in that ballgame. Granville and Licking Heights, careful now. 7-0 Blue Aces only in the first half. That's tight now. That's tight.
Well, we saw Granville struggle last week too with Watkins, so a little uncharacteristic for them. But Heights too is another team that is probably better than what their record indicates.
Agreed.
You know, they got some players on that team. They got some talent for sure, but I expect Granville to probably turn it up here in the second half. But they need to be careful too, you know, not to be overlooking some of these teams, you know, heading up until that Licking Valley week.
Newark on the road in the OCC Buckeye tonight at Pickerington Central. Right now it's all Tigers, 21-0. That ball game in the first half. But I know the game you are really interested in. The Logan Chiefs are tied with the Lancaster Gales at 6-6.
There we go.
In the first half. That is a good rival matchup in the OCC Buckeye. But you look at this game from Johnstown's perspective. If they can hold on and win, they've already beaten Heath. And, yes, Utica could play spoiler here. But You really have to think Johnstown's got the inside track if they can beat their arch rival tonight.
Yeah, I mean, looking at their schedule, you know, if they're able to win tonight, yeah, they got Lakewood, Utica, Newark Catholic. So, I mean, there's a good chance, yeah, they could finish here 9-1. If they're able to pull out this one tonight, I'd say this is probably their most difficult game they got left on their schedule here. Their four remaining. So, it's going to be tough, though. You know, it's not going to... Northridge isn't just going to roll over and let them have this. So, you were right. You corrected me at the break. Northridge will receive the kickoff here to start off.
Son, I've made so many mistakes, we can't even start counting up, so no big deal on that.
But, yeah.
So what do you think Coach Calhoun said at the break? Because he was very disappointed in their team against Grandview Heights when they were up 14-0 and lost in double overtime 17-14 to a team that's still undefeated, Grandview Heights. So, I just got to think, guys, you did a lot of things right in that first half, but the things that didn't go right really, really killed us. And it gave them 7 points on the board, and they very easily maybe could even have 14 with a long run and then getting to 4th-and-1 to a 4th-and-6. So it really is. I think you mentioned it before the break, cleaning it up.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you probably are feeling like if you're Northridge, yeah, you should be up 7-0 instead of being down 7-0 with just how this game has played out for you. So, yeah, we mentioned it. Yeah, 6 first half penalties there against the Vikings, and all coming in critical spots. So they just need to try to play some clean football here in the second half. You know, let their game speak for themselves. Settle them down a little bit. You know, I'm sure, you know, emotions are running high. It's a rivalry. Stadium's packed. Probably one of the best environments all these guys have played in. So, you get the ball to start off the third quarter. I'd say, you know, there's nothing that they need to change offensively. You know, they did have that big run. It was called back for the penalty. They were set up for another primetime scoring opportunity. All they need to do is convert a 4th-and-1, but then a false start, Paul marked it back to 4th-and-6, and they weren't able to convert it. So, no need to, you know, panic and, start throwing the football every single down or anything. Still, you know, stick to your game plan, dominate the trenches, and see if you can, you know, put in a long, methodical drive here and see if you can tie this game up to start off the second half.
Also, are 5 of those 6 penalties when they were on offense? I remember the defensive offside, but I think they've all been, and I'm going to guess 4 of those 5 were dead ball, either false start or some type of motion. Now, again, the one holding was beyond critical, but it just seems like just maybe being too overhyped in this ball game, because we've talked about it. They haven't been, even in 2021, they finished 5-5 and lost in the first round of the playoffs. This is as good of a Northridge football team that's probably been in existence the last 10 to 15 years. So leading up to this game, and I know everyone says, well, after the first play, everybody calms down. I don't sense that necessarily. I think they were amped up the whole first half. I really do.
Yeah, it looked like it. Yeah, and it just kind of reflects, you know, with the false starts and stuff, you're just ready to go, right? You can't really, you know, keep a level head there. So, yeah, we'll see. You know, I'm sure, you know, you're trying to get him to settle down there in the locker room at the half. And I expect Northridge to come out maybe a little bit more composed here in the second half.
We are ready for the kickoff. Johnstown will boot it away. Northridge going left to right to start this third quarter. Johnny's up 7-0. Brannigan will field it at the 25, up to the 30, 35, and across to the 36-yard line, and pretty good field position for the Vikings to start this opening drive in quarter number 3.
Yeah, we'll see if they can make something of it and, you know, try to see if they can put some points on the board. And I've been saying it all first half. I'm going to continue to say it here in the second half, I think, yeah, too. Whoever kind of wins the time of possession battle here in the second half will likely come out on top. You know, I was kind of just tracking it the best I can, but it was pretty much split 50-50 in that first half, which, I mean, for the most part is reflected on the scoreboard, which is a slight advantage at Johnstown.
Here come the Vikings on 1st-and-10. Kohler. Nope, that's actually changed it. That is Chambers in the quarterback position, and he will get up to the 40-yard line for a 3-yard pickup. Chambers, a great athlete, one of the five seniors, yep, just five seniors on this Viking ball club, but they have really turned things around, and they want to finish strong, and they would love nothing better than to knock off their arch rival. And it looks like Chambers will stay in at quarterback. So we'll see if this is just a one possession or if Coach Calhoun has decided to make a change here. He will keep it, and he will get maybe 2 yards on that run. So it'll be a 3rd and 5.
Yeah, and this is the situation.
And Kohler is over on the sideline. So, again, we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, maybe just switching them out. Using both of them the rest of the way, or maybe, yeah, I might, some sort of injury, or it doesn't appear to be, but.
He's talking to one of the offensive coaches on the sideline, Kohler, but it's 3rd and 5 for Chambers in the gun. He's carried it the first 2 times. Let's see if he holds on to it here. He will, and he's got nothing doing. Hit in the backfield. Hockendell again coming in to make a play. Back to the original line of scrimmage, and it's 4th down and a 3 and out for the Vikings.
Yeah, not a good way to start off the second half here if you're Northridge. You know, you did get pretty good field position off the kickoff return, but you weren't able to make anything of it going 3 and out. And you give the ball right back to the Johnnies, who are already kind of feels like trying to seize the moment here.
I'm about to say, they're sniffing the opportunity right here. So Vikings will punt it away. Good snap. But we're going to have, I think, motion against Northridge before the snap. So, again, you're given a powerful running team less of a field to have to drive it down. That just gives them more opportunity, already up 7-0 with 10 minutes in this third quarter.
Yeah, and once again, yeah, just a pre-snap penalties coming back to hurt the Vikings here. We'll see what kind of punt return we get here by the Johnnies.
Kincaid gets it away. It'll bounce and take a Northridge bounce. It bounced first at the 35-yard line, and it will roll dead at the 19. So 16 yards on the roll. And, again, it's something you and I have talked about, just the lack of sometimes special teams and running up and being able to catch that ball. That's 16 yards is a huge difference when you're trying to run the football down the field.
Yeah, absolutely. You would like to see, you know, the Giants in a situation like that try to field it. But, hey, if you aren't confident in your, you know, returns team and there's a chance you, you know, muff it or turn it over, maybe it might just be better to just take those 16 yards. But, yeah, you know, the 16-yard differential in a game like this, like you said, is can be pretty big.
Johnny's first possession in this third quarter, up 7-0. Here's the handoff to Owusu, and he will get across the 20 to about the 22. He does have the touchdown run, but really they have kept him in check. It was Marisak with the huge 44-yard scamper, which got the Johnnies into touchdown, the red zone area, and that was the difference. But otherwise, Owusu coming off, what, 230-plus last week has really been held in check.
Yeah, he hasn't nobody. I mean, yeah, besides the one run by Marisak, the Giants' offense has been kind of slow and steady for the most part.
Marisak looking to keep it, and oh, he might have had something going, but we're going to have false start against the Johnnies. Second penalty for Johnstown?
Third
penalty? So they've kept it fairly clean.
Yeah.
So instead, though, of a potential first down, it will be second down and 11 for Johnstown. 9-10, third quarter. The battle of Route 62 here at Northridge. Vikings trailing Johnstown 7-0. Mike Carter, what a job he has done at Johnstown. His multiple playoffs, multiple regional championships, a runner-up as well for Johnstown, and can eclipse last year's record of 5 wins with a win here tonight against their arch rival. Marisak will keep it across the 20, 25, 30, puts his head down, and will get enough for a first down for Johnstown. So Marisak, we mentioned the big run in the first half. He gets a big one here in quarter number 3.
Yep, and it was play action that time. It looked like man-to-man coverage. So left side of the field was left wide open for Marisak, and that's he saw it. Didn't no need to throw it up and chance it. Good enough more for the first down pickup that time.
Move it out to the Johnny 31, first and 10 there for Johnstown. Marisak, here's the handoff to Owusu. Broke one tackle and almost got away from Wheeler, but Wheeler was able to hold on for dear life, and it just ends up being a 2-yard pickup.
Yeah, and you feel like, they're trying to set up, I think, Owusu for that, that home run hitter as the second half goes along, just continuing to wear down that Northridge offensive line here. It's important for Northridge not to try to get off the field here sooner rather than later on defense.
Marisak, here's the option to Owusu. 35 up to the 39-yard line. It'll be about third and three, third and two for the Johnnies. And you would have to think a two-score deal would be not insurmountable, but it would be a long uphill climb.
Yeah, absolutely. But just how long both these teams are holding on to the ball each and every time. So, yeah, it's really important for Northridge to try to get off the field here.
And they are going to, let's see what they decide to do here, because Johnstown went quick to the line, and they are going to call a timeout before the flag. 7:28 to go, third quarter. 7-0 Johnstown, listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
B&K Drive-Thru in Somerset is the place to go for fuel. Premium snacks like Hunt Brothers Pizza, subs and appetizers, and cold drinks. And you can treat your four-legged friends, too. They carry Primo, Showtime, Sunglow, and Performance Feeds. They also stock Diamond Dog Food. And if that weren't enough, they're your neighborhood Marathon gas station. When it's time to feed your crew or fuel your vehicle, stop by B&K Drive-Thru, 403 East Main Street in Somerset, and follow them on Facebook.
When you need cardiovascular care, you want an integrated team collaborating on your treatment from your first office visit to your final rehab session. At Knox Community Hospital, our cardiovascular experts offer decades of experience in heart attack treatments, coronary and carotid stents, angioplasties, aneurysm repairs, pacemakers, heart failure, and more. Want comprehensive cardiovascular care? At Knox Community Hospital, we don't miss a beat.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickey Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Shout out to freshman Noah LaRue for Northridge. He is getting into the songs being played in here. I don't know about his dancing moves, but he's trying on the sidelines. Having fun, Noah, having fun. Third down and two, and a big pickup for Noah Owusu. He gets about 4 yards, but it's enough for a Johnny first down.
Yep, keeps that clock moving, and they've done a pretty good job here on third down so far, going 4 for 8 on third down conversions. And the key to that is just they're making third down manageable, right? It's like 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4 more times rather than not, so they're able to just run the football.
At the Johnny 43-yard line, here's Myers, his first carry. Myers breaks free, fumbles the football, and it's recovered by the Vikings. A second effort after he got into the secondary of Northridge, but he fumbles the football, first turnover of the game for the Johnnies, and if Northridge needed a break, it just got delivered.
Yeah, huge turnover right there because, it would have been a big pickup that time for Myers, but instead, Vikings get their first turnover of the game. They just need to try to see now if they can try to get some momentum here on offense, try to start to move the ball down the field, because up until this point, it's been all Johnstown the second half.
It looks like Kohler is back in, Garrett, so I think that was just to see if they could get Johnstown a little bit confused on that opening possession in this third quarter. He is under center, I formation behind him, first and 10 at the Viking 41, and here is Golden, and not Golden on that play, maybe about a yard and a half pickup as the Johnnies were right there to meet him.
Yeah, Johnstown seems like they're really committed to stopping that rushing attack here. And, after a certain point, we'll have to see what happens here on the second down play. But Northridge may be forced to try to air it out here more than they like here in the second half.
Cam Brannigan has been very quiet. He had that 26-yard pass in the first half, but really he has not been a factor tonight. Johnstown has kept him under wraps. Second down and 8. Kohler will throw. He's got pressure from Hockendale, who eludes him once, but then the rest of the Johnnies were right there. Give that to number 6. He caused that sack, and now it's back to the 30, and it is third and long. They'll make it to the 32, but still a ways to go for an offense that just is not as productive when you're behind the sticks.
Yeah, he just came in unchecked that time, landed the first hit on the quarterback. And, yeah, when you do decide to, you know, try to take a chance there on second down, pass it, you take a sack. You know, this is kind of the situation now that Johnstown was able to get the interception in the second quarter.
Third down and 13. Kohler, fake handoff. Here comes a lot of pressure. They tried to set up the screen, but just too much heat on Kohler, and he wasn't able to get it to Golden. So the fumble recovery goes awry for the Vikings as it will be fourth down, and they'll have to punt it away. So credit to Johnny's defense for coming up and making a huge stand, forcing a three and out.
Yeah, and that was a really good job just blitzing. The back-to-back plays, they brought the pressure, and Northridge's offensive line did not know how to handle it. If maybe they just gave him one more second, they were expecting the blitz with that screen pass. They just weren't able to hook up, though.
Another good punt by Northridge and another good roll. Just about, again, 11, 12-yard roll inside the 20 once again. 5:23 remains in the third quarter. 7-0 Johnstown leads it. Our next Monday night Licking County Locker Room Show comes up. Hey, guess what? This Monday, it will be featuring the Heath Bulldogs. We'll have Coach Ward and some players as well at Ship Brothers Brewing, downtown Newark. We'll start it at 6:30. That's the Licking County Locker Room Monday evening right here on Kate 98.7. 5:23, third quarter, 7-0 Johnstown. They'll get the ball again after the fumble. No harm done. They'll start at their 19 once again, as they did on that opening possession in quarter number 3. Marisek under center, and he will hand it off to Owusu. And 2-yard pickup, 2nd and 8.
Yeah, Johnstown, they did seem to soften up that Northridge defense a little bit up until that Myers fumble. So don't need to do anything different. If you're Johnstown, just continue to, you know, pound the ball up the middle. See if you can break off another big run. You just need to try to, you know, ball security for whether it be Myers, Marisek, or Wusu carrying the football.
2nd down and 9. Marisek will keep it. And not much there. And a flag comes in late. We'll see if it's a hold against Johnstown. And that's what it is. Well, again, Northridge is getting the opportunities here, Garrett. You're going to be looking at 2nd and long. And 4:47 remains in a quick-moving third quarter. Probably push this back inside the 10-yard line, I would believe. Now, they're going to talk to Coach Calhoun. If he wanted to decline or accept, he does decide to accept the penalty, which I think is the right call. Still got some time left in this third quarter and all the fourth quarter. Make them go a long way if they could pick this up. So, ball will be at the 9-yard line. 2nd down and 18.
Yeah, for Johnstown here, you just kind of have to be careful. If you do decide to pass, don't want to turn it over, don't want to take a sack. And, yeah, the opportunity is right here for the taking here for the Vikings.
Marisek will keep it, and he's got some running room. 15, 20, 25. He's going to get the first down and more. 40, midfield into Viking territory, knocked out of bounds at the 28-yard line, 29-yard line of the Vikings. Oh, my goodness, Sam Marisek, have you come to play tonight?
Yeah, he's had the two most explosive plays of the game so far for the Johnnies. It was just a little misdirection. It was a fake handoff up the middle, and then he just went to the far right side of the field. Nobody for Northridge was expecting it.
61 yards to the 30. He'll hand it off to Owusu, and he will get 2 yards and stopped right there. Boy, Northridge with a golden opportunity, second down and 18. And Marisak along the right side takes it 61 yards. And again, the script gets flipped. 4 minutes, third quarter, 7-0 Johnstown. They will face a second and 8 from the Viking 28-yard line. And I think this game right now hangs in the balance, depending what the Johnnies can do offensively right here. Marisak. Here's a handoff to Owusu on the left side, looking for some blocks, and a wonderful tackle in, because Owusu got the block, and I thought he had the opportunity, but making the tackle was Cam Brannigan, and it makes it a 3rd and 5.
Yeah, Brannigan possibly just saved a touchdown right there on that tackle. But yeah, brings up now 3rd and 5, probably 4 down territory, so you got two plays to pick up these 5 yards here. Johnstown has been pretty good here on third downs here tonight, 4 for 8, but this is a big, big opportunity. You need to try to force a 4th down decision.
Here's Myers, breaks off of one tackle, gets to the 20. I think he's got enough for the 1st down.
It looks like it, yep. I think they are moving him, yep.
1st down to the 20. He's pretty tough to stop on that initial hit.
Yeah, he's just that power back that they use for these, you know, third and shorts, 4th and short situations. A little bit tougher to bring down than Owusu.
Under 3 to play, 3rd quarter, 7-0. Johnstown leads it at the red zone of the Vikings 20. Marisak hands it off to Owusu. Big hole, 15. Close to the 1st down, maybe a couple yards shy to the 13-yard line. One of his better runs of the evening. And while both teams go both ways, a little bit more crucial, I think, for the Vikings here. And you got to wonder about fatigue as we get ready to the 4th quarter, a couple minutes away.
Oh, yeah, I was actually just about to say, it seems like Northridge is getting worn down on this drive. You saw a little bit on the previous drive up until they forced the fumble, but on this drive specifically, I feel like they are they're feeling it.
Owusu, right side, but they come back with a pretty good tackle right there, but it still might be enough for a Johnny 1st down to the 10. And it will be a 1st down right at the 10, so I think we're going to say 1st and goal here. Don't think they can get it inside the 1. So we'll, yep, it'll be 1st and goal. The full 10 yards here for Johnstown, trying to go up by 2 scores. Under 2 minutes to play, 1:52 to be exact. Johnny's leading it 7-0. Myers is on the left shoulder of Marisak on this 1st and 10, and he'll get the handoff up the middle. 5, house call! Johnstown, Landon Myers, barely touched, barrels into the end zone, and the Johnnies up 13-0.
Yeah, but I think just fatigue is starting to catch up now with this Northridge team. Myers really just walked in basically untouched that time, and now making it a 13-0 game with a minute 38, it is really no little to no room for error going forward for the Vikings.
Looking to make it 14-0 with the extra point. Kristen Campisi, and it is good. So minute 38 remains, 3rd quarter, and the Johnnies go 81 yards and capping it off, a 10-yard touchdown run by Landon Myers, but it was Sam Marisak, the quarterback, who, you know, I thought played okay against Granville, but he's really done a nice job tonight. When they've called his number, he's come up big for the Johnnies.
Yeah, he set up both those both the touchdowns here tonight, and then also too on that drive, he ran for another another big 1st down run. So yeah, he's been the kind of the MVP for this offense here tonight, run the football with his big plays. Because, yeah, I mean, Owusu, Myers, they've done their thing. You know, they've had some solid gains, but the home run hitter has been Marisak tonight.
So now, as the Vikings PA system tries to get them fired up with little eye of the tiger, they're going to need something, because 14-0 in a game like this, Garrett, almost feels like 42-0.
Yeah, especially, just basically a little over just a quarter to play. Northridge really needs to find a way to put this one into the end zone on this drive.
Johnstown ready to kick it off from the 40. And here's the kick. A little squib kick, which will be held onto at the 38-yard line, and the Vikings will have it there. Well, you know they're not going to go to the air specifically because they just that's just not part of their DNA, but you're going to have to move. It's crazy to say that you have to move quickly that we're still in the third quarter, but you're not going to get very many more possessions here.
Right. I think, you know, you don't need necessarily do it quite yet. I just say I'd see how this possession goes, you know. But, yeah, you're right. You do need to start. It's got to be in the back of your mind here if you're Northridge.
They will a quick out to Chambers, but it falls short, incomplete, second and 10. And you kind of wonder if Kohler just kind of now has knows the pressure's coming and wants to get rid of it maybe quicker than he can or the wide receiver can turn at this point.
Yeah, you really like to hook up with that pitch and catch there on first down, stay ahead of the chains in a situation like that. And that's it, too. You know, you're not really a team that's accustomed to throwing the ball a lot, so there's going to be some rust. Your team isn't comfortable doing that. They aren't going to operate, you know, as well as they should.
Second and 10. Kohler fires. Catch is made by Kincaid, and he will get across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. Minute 28 in this third quarter. 14-0, Johnstown on top. Again, both teams unbeaten entering tonight's frame in the LCL Cardinal. Vikings 4-2 overall, and the Johnnies 5-1. Johnstown 13th in the Division 5 Region 18 playoffs. Northridge one spot behind at 14. Again, 16 teams get in. And Kohler will keep it on third down, and he is going to get back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be 4th and 3. You would usually say punt it, but I don't think you can.
No, you probably have to send. Yeah, keep your offense out there. And they try to do that fake pitch.
Looks like they are going to punt.
No.
Well, I understand. But you're not getting the ball back this quarter. We're under a minute to play. We know that.
I mean, yeah, it's just got to be, I guess, you got to stay confident in your defense and hope that they can give you a three and out. But there wasn't really much of a downtime. You know, your defense was just out there for a long drive, gave up a touchdown, then you go three and out. And this is, you know, how games can kind of snowball and get out of control. Is just the defense just gets overworked. There's not enough time for them to rest. So really pivotal drive here for Johnstown. I'm sure, you know, they're just going to come out primarily trying to run the ball and seeing, you know, if they can hit another big, you know, home run hitter type of run, whether it be Marisek Myers or Owusu here.
They will have it at their 23-yard line. First and 10, 47 ticks on the clock in this third quarter. Here's Owusu, and puts his head down and gets a couple of yards. And really, that they don't have to run a play.
No, and I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I bet you Coach Carter agrees.
No, yep. Yeah.
It's about a second, the play clock, behind the game clock. But they are going to come to the line of scrimmage. Let's just see if they're going to try to draw Northridge offside. Marisek under center. Nope, they're going to run a play. And it's Myers. And he will get about 3 yards, making it 3rd and 2 to start quarter number 4. Johnstown leads Northridge 14-0. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hey, this is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. We don't pay commission. And what that means is our technicians have the time and they have the dedication to read the repair manuals. This is so important. It's not exciting reading, and it takes a while. But because we're not paying someone to cut corners, we'll make sure that it's done right. That technician is going to read the repair manual, and they're going to perform that repair according to the manufacturer's specifications. KSEP's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust. Dutch's convenience stores are your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards to save 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or to learn more, visit any Dutch's location or online at mydutchess.com. Dutch's is your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
We start the fourth quarter here at Northridge. Brian Mays and Garrett Wandel, Johnstown in control, leading the Vikings 14-0 in the battle of Route 62. And Johnstown will start with a third down and about a yard and a half on this fourth quarter. Johnny's getting a touchdown right before half and then adding one in the third quarter. And on third and one, Myers breaks free. 40, midfield, 40, 30, 25, 20. He will be pulled down at about the 15-yard line. But Landon Myers, you love having a bowl like that to start the fourth quarter. He broke through the original line of scrimmage in pretty good speed. First and 10, Johnstown at the Viking 14.
Yeah, and you just kind of suspected something like that was going to happen here sooner or later for this Northridge, or for this Johnstown offense. So they hit another big rushing play. They get it set up in the red zone. And the theme of the night is, you know, they only take another two or three plays to try to put this one in the end zone. And, I mean, at this point, you are on life support here if you're Northridge. You cannot allow another touchdown.
Owusu gets it on the left side. He breaks two tackles. He's at the five. We may have a horse collar inside the five-yard line. I think we will. That was the only way to stop him from getting to pay dirt. So it'll be first and goal for the Johnnies. Yep, they're worn down right now. There's no doubt about it. And that's where that just three-headed monster, Marisek, Myers, and Owusu, you might get him for one quarter, two quarters, three quarters, but it's going to be tough for four quarters. Because what, they were 450-plus rushing yards, I think, last week, and Owusu led the way, but it's pretty tough to contain all three of them.
Yeah, and then it's just, they're all pretty fresh still, right? Because they've been able to share carries. So in a game, where your defense has been worn down, you still got three fresh, able guys carrying the football for Johnstown. That's kind of what we're seeing here in the second half. So you got four downs here to pick up 6 yards. So I wouldn't be, there's no reason for me to just run it.
Marisek to Owusu. Touchdown, Johnnies. 2 yards out, his second touchdown of the evening. And that pretty much is going to seal it as the Johnnies now have expanded their lead to 20-0 with 10:59 remaining fourth quarter. Three huge runs on all three scoring drives by the Johnnies.
Yeah, those three plays have separated this ball game.
Extra point is good. 10:59 to go. Fourth quarter, it's Johnstown 21, Northridge 0. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
Now back to high school football. Brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on KAPE 98.7.
68-yard drive for Johnstown, capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run by Nano Owusu, and it's 21-0 with 10:59 to go. Johnstown looking to move to 2-0 in the LCL Cardinal and 6-1 overall. And Northridge is going to have to find offense in a hurry if they want to get back into this. Chambers gets it at the 35, at the 40. 45, still on his feet, midfield. He's not going to quit, and he will take it to the Johnstown 45-yard line.
Well, there you go. That's the way to get some life back in this team and in the stadium is that nice return here. They've been set up with pretty good field position, though, for the most part in the second half. They just haven't been able, to pick up any first downs. So the next step here is just, you know, start to pick up some first downs here at this offense, and, you know, you're down 3 scores. You know, you probably do need to throw it, but it didn't work out well for him that last drive. So the best thing to do here, I think, is just try to get some confidence back in your offense. So if you do need to run the ball here, you might just have to do it.
Kohler steps back to throw over the middle, off the arms of Kincaid, and nearly intercepted by Johnstown. Pretty good throw that time, and Brannigan just wasn't able to hold on to it. It's second down and 10. Now I think you got to throw it if you're incomplete on first down.
Right. Yeah, you're kind of forcing yourself to pass it there after going incomplete on first down. So it's, you know, and unfortunately too, now Johnstown knows you're going to be passing it. So it's just kind of a tough situation you put yourself in here for the Vikings.
Second down and 10. Kohler, quick out, and nothing doing. The Johnnies really reading everything right now. It'll be third down and long back to the original line of scrimmage. And we've still got 10.5 to play in this fourth quarter. We'll see what the score ends up being. But if it remains this type of score, folks will say, well, Johnstown dominated once again. Not necessarily the case. Northridge has had their chances, had their opportunities, and I think that's going to frustrate the coaching staff and the players as well. It could have been zip-zip at the half, 7-0 Northridge, a lot of different ways, and then they had that fumble recovery in the third quarter, unable to do anything with it. Kohler in trouble, running for his life to the right side. Now he'll just have to throw it out of bounds. So, again, here's this series, Garrett. You start in Johnstown territory, and you've picked up 1 yard.
Yeah, their offense is... doesn't have a pulse here in the second half. Johnstown's, you know, done some really, had some really nice adjustments here. They've shut down the rush. It seems like, too, Northridge was coming out of the second half, focused more on passing. And Johnstown seemed like they snuffed that out. And they weren't fooled by it, and they were prepared. And, I mean, it looks like now Northridge is going to punt this one away here. And, I mean, with how your offense has looked, you kind of have to.
Thought it was maybe going to be a fake. Kincaid took a long time, but I tell you what, he's been solid as a punter, and he's maybe wants to look to go into golf because he's got himself ways to get that ball going deep, and it will go out of bounds at the 12-yard line. So 9:53 to go in this fourth quarter. Johnstown 21 and Northridge nothing. And really, you did bring it up there right at the end. Johnstown's defense has been outstanding tonight.
Yeah, they've been really good on the year, too, overall. I mean, they came in, I think, with already 3 shutouts.
3 shutouts.
So, I mean, they're on pace for 4 already this year, and their defense only giving up about 13 points per game. And the only time that any team figured out their defense was Granville. And it took them... It took them out the third quarter to finally break through.
Yeah, it took them a hit in the mouth, and then he said, okay, we got a ball game to play here, and they raised it in a level, which we've seen Granville do, but Johnstown made them work for it, and this is a pretty good football team. Coach Carter, a couple of down years, 3 or 4 years ago, it started to get a little bit better, got to 5 wins last year, just missed getting into the postseason, and looks like they are turning it around, and... looks like that matchup with Utica in a couple weeks might decide it, depending on what Utica does tonight against Newark Catholic, currently up 14-0. Marisette keeps it, and he's got more green grass in front of him. Yeah, I know it's turf, but he's at the midfield and down to the 45-yard line. That's another huge pickup. Marisak way over 100 yards this evening, probably closer to 200. He's getting it done, really just running quarterback keep to the right side or left side, whichever opening. He's taking advantage of it.
Yeah, he's been their workhorse here tonight offensively, running the football, and he's also had a couple nice throws here, you know, picking up some big third down conversions earlier in this game, extending some drives. So, yeah, he's been done really, really well tonight.
And here's Owusu with about a 5-yard pickup. Do you think a couple of those third down pass plays just softened up the Northridge defense enough?
I think that's what both these teams are trying to do earlier in this game, because we saw probably some uncharacteristic passing plays by both these teams in the first half, where they would drop back and pass where we'd see them typically run. Yeah, so they're just not so stacking the box so much. But
here's Myers. He breaks free inside the 30. He'll have another Johnstown first down. And they are just doing what they want at this point. Anything they're calling seems to be successful. And they will take it to the 29-yard line, first and 10 there. Up 21-0 with 8 minutes to go in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think it's just fatigue and that defense being worn down at this point. They've been on the field a lot in the second half.
Here's Owusu. And that's the thing. He had 233 yards last week. He will not even probably get over 100 yards tonight, but it hasn't fazed them because Marisak, okay, you're going to take away him. Here comes Marisak with huge plays. Here comes Myers bowling a china shop to really put this game away.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's, dangerous about this Johnstown team, and that's what makes it effective too. When you're primarily a rushing team, you can't just rely on one guy. You got to have multiple players, and ideally, a quarterback too that can run the football effectively. And that's what Johnstown has, and they have an experienced offensive line, a really strong offensive line. It's just kind of the perfect team with a perfect archetype.
2-yard pickup there for Myers, and it'll be 3rd and 5 from the Viking 25. Under 7 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Johnny's up 21-0, and Marisak will keep it at the 20. He gets the first down, still going inside the 15. Sam Marisak leading it tonight for the Johnny's offense. 1st and 10, Johnstown at the Viking 14.
Yeah, and this offense and Marisak, they seem determined, I think, to just put the exclamation mark on this game here and just put this one in the end zone, just to really leave no doubt on this game. And, I mean, Northridge, like you said, there's just no response. They've been out on the field a lot, and I feel like that defense is just done.
Here's Myers, takes it inside the 5, breaks 2 tackles, and gets just shy of the first down, or I should say touchdown. He'll be at the 1. It's 1st and goal.
Yeah, and when things aren't going your way like how they've been for Northridge in the second half, you got a guy like Myers coming at you. That's the last thing you want, and it's tough to bring him down. And I'd say perfect way to cap off this drive is probably just give it off to him.
1st and goal. They come up to the line. Marisak, Owusu. I think he got stopped shy.
Yep.
He did. It'll be 2nd down. Myers also reminds me of a number 40. I think this might be before your time. Mike Allstott from Purdue, played for Tampa Bay in the NFL.
That's before my time, yeah.
Look him up. He was probably Purdue's best player and has been for the past 30 years. I know that's an oxymoron, but he was one tough running back, and he did get into the NFL and played very, very well for Tampa Bay. Mike Allstott, number 40. And we've got a timeout by Johnstown. We'll take one as well. 5.5 to play. 21-0. Johnny's over the Vikings. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville.
Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Linky Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
As we resume live action here in the fourth quarter, second and goal for the Johnnies at the Viking one-yard line with 5:38 remaining fourth quarter. 21-0, Johnstown out on top. And we are ready to go. Nana Owusu with a couple of touchdowns. Landon Myers with one as well. And we'll see who has the potential to get to pay dirt one more time here for the Johnnies. They come up to the line of scrimmage. I formation behind Marisek. And it will be Owusu, and he will skip into the end zone for an easy touchdown on the left side. His third score of the night. And if it wasn't officially done before, it is now. 27-0 Johnstown with 5:35 fourth quarter.
Yeah, just kind of the exclamation mark on this game here. Johnstown stuck to their game plan. They won the second half, and it really started on the opening drive. They forced three and out, and then they were able to turn. And then, too, they did turn over. They faced a little bit of adversity there. But
and that was a three and out, I believe, right? After they gave up the fumble.
And then, but then their defense. I feel like, really, the defense for Johnstown tonight really stepped up. We're talking about, what team's going to be able to stop the run first. Probably going to be able to win this game. Well, it was Johnstown here tonight. They did not. They turned it into second gear, really, in the second half, It seemed like Northridge had some moments in the first half. Like we said, if some penalties didn't happen, they may have been leading. It's a completely different story. It's been all Johnstown here in the second half. And Northridge just can't move the ball and doesn't have any response. And time of possession, from what I've gathered, has really shifted, too. It was about even, I'd say, around 12 minutes a pop for both these teams in the second half. It shifted now, I'd say, to around 27 minutes for Johnstown and only 16 minutes for Northridge. And that's just with dominating time of possession, too, we saw it, especially on that last drive. This Northridge defense is exhausted.
28-0, Johnstown leads it. 5.5 to play, fourth quarter. Coach Calhoun spending a lot of time by himself on the sidelines right here. I think he's disappointed in the effort in this second half in front of this huge crowd and what his team has been able to accomplish a majority of the year where they just keep fighting. They've trailed in a bunch of games. Flag comes in on this kickoff to Chambers. He will go out of bounds at about the 35, probably be blocked in the back or something against the Northridge Vikings. So definitely not what he was thinking. We had him on the Monday show. The seniors were very confident. He was very confident. They felt they wanted to take a step. And one of the things he talked about was, we think we can match their physicality. And they did for one half of play. But Johnstown just, if you want to call it senior leadership, doing what they need to do, they just really overwhelmed the Vikings. And I don't think you have to go back to the drawing board. But, this will be a gut check for the Vikings for three games remaining in the regular season. Because their schedule a little bit tougher than Johnstown's and the rest of the LCL Cardinal. But you've got an opportunity still at 4-3, get a winning record, make the postseason. There's still goals there for the Vikings. It's just, Garrett, I think, how do you respond after a tough loss to your arch rival?
Yeah, I mean, Northridge, I feel like, too, has opportunity to win out despite losing this game. Yeah, they got Utica, Heath, and then close out the year with Lakewood. So, yeah, it's a little bit tougher than what Johnstown has scheduled, but it'll be interesting, yeah, to see how this team responds against Utica next week. And then, yeah, unfortunately, dropping their first game here in their brand new stadium.
Here's the handoff to Golden, who has not seen much action in this second half because they haven't had the ball. Johnstown has just done what they wanted, and then having to throw the ball on that possession where they were in Johnstown territory, and that really just kind of sealed the deal. Second down and 9 for the Vikings at their 24.
Yeah, I don't think if Northridge has gotten a first down in the second half.
Well, since you said I was right, I guess I'll say it. Yeah, I believe you are correct on that. No, they really haven't. Kohler, here's the pitch, and we're going to have a false start on the Vikings. So with that, we will pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254 CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle. Beautiful night for football here in Northridge. Vikings trailing the Johnnies 28-0 with 4.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Second down and 13 from the 19-yard line. Kohler, here's an inside handoff. Wheeler gets a big hole and gets across the 25 to the 27-yard line. And before we run out of time, Buckeyes, Hawkeyes, the Shea Bowl tomorrow. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go Buckeyes win it. I'm going to go 31-10.
31-10. He lights the defense, that's for sure. Inside handoff and not much running room there for Wheeler. I don't think he even got back to the line of scrimmage. The question is, how many one-handed catches does Smith get tomorrow?
Well, I don't know his name, but there's apparently a guy in Iowa's defense that Iowa fans, I've heard, think that they can lock down Jeremiah Smith. Well, I'm not sure who he's going to be matched up against, whether it be Smith or Mbuka, though, right? So,
pick your poison.
Right.
Pick your poison.
That's the thing, so.
Love to see more of the running game because I thought they could have had that more with Michigan State and they kind of went away from it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see both those guys have a game like they had a couple weeks ago. High snap on this punt. Kincaid. Yep, he's going to try and run for the fade. 30, and he got spun around. He might have gotten it. He was hit behind the line, but he's going to pick up the first down.
Yeah,
Charlie Kincaid, I think he did that on his own, Garrett.
Yeah, that second effort. He got hit about a yard or two short, and then you're just kind of powering and spinning forward, and it's something you like to see.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this game's over, but guys still giving, you know, the 100% effort, and they want to end this game on the right note. They don't want to get shut out, especially against your rival, right? We saw Johnstown fight for an extra play against Granville, right? So I'm sure they weren't avoiding the shutout, just to put another touchdown on the board. So I'm sure Northridge wants to avoid the shutout, wants to at least put one touchdown on the board here, close out this game.
Golden gets 7 yards after the conversion on the fake punt up to the Viking 42-yard line, second down and 3 with 2:25 to go. And that's what you're going to show in film next week, too. Guys, this guy didn't quit. We're not going to quit for the second half of the season. Kohler will keep it. 45-yard line right at the stick. Might be a bit. Nope, they're going to give him first down. So after not having any first down in the second half, back-to-back first downs.
Yep.
And 2:13 remains. First down Northridge at the 45. Johnstown on their way to their 6th victory in 7 contests, leading 28-0. Vikings trying to end on a positive note this evening. Have it now first and 10 at the 45. Kohler under center. And we'll go back to throw. Here comes Hockendale. He does elude him, but then that gives the Johnnies time to catch up, and he will be sacked behind the line of scrimmage. Boy, Jacob Hockendale getting in there. If you don't put any type of chip on him,
no.
Good night.
And that's been the theme. Whenever it seems like Johnstown does bring the blitz, there's guys coming in just unchecked. And that's just a recipe for disaster. I mean, because the quarterback doesn't see him coming. And, I mean, yeah, fortunate that he was not, that play wasn't worse than what the result actually was.
Second down and 11 with a minute 12 to go. Kohler, here's the handoff to Golden. Takes it to the 49-yard line. And it'll be third down and 6 with a minute to play in this fourth quarter. Johnstown 28 and Northridge nothing.
And we'll see here. I mean, it's going to take a pretty explosive play here to put any points on the board here if you're Northridge, but we'll see what happens. I think depending on this third down play, they'll decide if they want to maybe just burn out the rest of this clock or see if they can try to get a touchdown.
Kohler, here's the handoff to Brannigan, hit way behind the line of scrimmage. Ball comes out, but they're going to say the ground caused it, and that probably is going to do it as we're under 30 seconds to go.
Yeah.
It'll be a fourth down and long, and doesn't seem like a lot of movement from either side, except for the Johnstown side, which is celebrating as they should. And that's going to do it as Coach Calhoun brings them over. The Johnnies come to Northridge and take the battle of Route 62 convincingly, especially in the second half. They post their fourth shutout of the season, defeating the Vikings by a final of 28 to nothing. We'll recap this one after a timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
I don't know how I'm going to get this project finished. Wrenches keep breaking, the lawnmower just cut my extension cords, and I could really use a skid steer loader.
Go to the ER.
What are you talking about, honey? Go to the ER.
Go to the ER.
Go to the ER? But I'm not hurt, just frustrated.
Not the emergency room. Go to ER. Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental for all the tools and help you need. Equipment and pricing listed at WWERohio.com or stop in at Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental in Thornville.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Dutch's Convenience Stores are your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards to save 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or to learn more, visit any Dutch's location or online at mydutchess.com. Dutch's is your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best price of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
46!
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
We're back here at Northridge. Final score tonight, Johnstown victorious 28-0. And remember, this game was deadlocked at zero with 45 seconds to go before halftime. A big interception by the Johnnies defense, and then quarterback Sam Marisek with a 44-yard run, setting up Nana Owusu's first touchdown of the night. They lead at 7-0 at the break, and then go on to outscore Northridge 21-0 in the second half, just kind of using their physicality, Garrett, and that running game getting it done, and they get the victory by four scores.
Yeah, it seemed like since that interception, that was the big turning point in this one. They were able to get their first score of the game, and then they came out the second half. They forced multiple three and outs in a row. On the defensive side of the ball, able to get some big runs by Myers and Marisek, able to convert them into touchdowns, really dominated time possession in that second half. And it was just really a tale of two halves. I mean, Johnstown was clearly the better team in that second half. And I think if you're Northridge, you know, you're going to be probably thinking about the first half of this game, because what could have been?
Yeah.
You know, you probably could have been the one leading 7-0 at halftime. With the plays and just the penalties, that everything called back. That's what really killed you in that first half. And then the adjustments by Johnstown were just superb in the second half. So they came out. They took advantage of their opportunities. Northridge had opportunities. They forced a fumble. They were set up with good field position all the second half. They just could not move the football. And they just, more importantly, couldn't give their defense any rest, because I think that's what eventually led this game kind of snowballing out of control.
What a job by Sam Marisek running the show tonight for Johnstown again. I'm going to guess he's going to be right very close to 200 yards rushing, because he had three huge runs that really catapulted this team. And second down and 18 at their 9-yard line, he takes it 60 yards, which I think kind of was a backbreaker, because that, again, another opportunity for the Vikings. They couldn't capitalize. Marisek goes down the right sidelines. They end up scoring, which extended their lead. But he just did a great job when his name was called tonight.
Yeah, he probably gets the MVP tonight here for the Johnnies. And, I think I agree with you there. Yeah, because you got that holding. They're backed up. This is where, like, all right, another opportunity here for the Vikings. They can get off the field, get good field position. I think, at that point, was it just 14-0?
I think so.
So, you know, cut this down to one possession game. And instead, you know, you give up your biggest play. You gave up all night long, and then eventually led to a touchdown for the Giants just a few plays later. So it just was kind of who could seize the moments, right? And Johnstown seized them, and Northridge was unable to.
It was a great atmosphere tonight at Northridge. We thank the Viking staff for setting us up beautifully for this ball game, and it was a good matchup for a long time in this battle of Route 62. Johnstown comes away victorious 28-0, and the Johnnies move to 6-1, 2-0 in the LCL Cardinal, and the Vikings fall to 4-3, 1-1 in league play. We'll wrap it up after our final timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show underway with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller up till 11 o'clock on our sister station, T100. And our next broadcast of the Monday Night Locker Room Show at Ship Brothers Brewing, Monday evening at 6:30, will be featuring the Heath Bulldogs, who were victorious tonight, snapping their long losing streak. They took care of Lakewood big time. And then Friday night, Swain Field is where we'll be with the Bulldogs and the Newark Catholic Green Wave, who fell to Utica tonight. And we'll have that for you with the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. CJ and Ethan both helping out this evening back at the studio. Thank you both gentlemen for a job well done. For Garrett Wandel, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final from Northridge, the Johnstown Johnnies 28 and the Northridge Vikings nothing. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everyone. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Football on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lucky Memorial Health Systems, Kaseps Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.